My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Everybody remembers their first, and this year, 2024's first casualty is Robert Saleh, head coach of the New York Jets. He gone. Fired today. After 3+ seasons, Woody Johnson called it, the owner of the Jets called it 3.5 years. Boy, that's being generous. He made it 3 years and 5 games.
Oh.
Yep. 20-36 record for Robert Saleh in his 3+ seasons in New York. Because he's the problem. Jeff Ulbrich will take over as the interim head coach. He is the defensive coordinator for the Jets. This seems like a dysfunctional franchise doing very dysfunctional things, because when you fire a coach, the number one thing, and like fans always say, fire him. And the answer is always, where are you going to go?
Yeah. And this is why.
What are you going to do?
Whenever there's a coach on a hot seat heading into the season, I look at ownership and I look at the front office and go, you're stupid, you're inept, and you don't know what the hell you're doing. Because at that point in time, if you're doing that, you've already made the decision.
He's already done.
So what are you doing? So just make the change. And if like, just be honest and say, oh, we don't want to because it's money.
Well, he was fired today.
Yeah. And it's just, one of the comments that's come out from Jets owner Woody Johnson, this is one of the most talented teams ever assembled by the New York Jets. Well, I mean, maybe that's your GM should be fired. Because if this is one of the most talented teams you've ever assembled in your city and your franchise in the 25+ years that you've owned it, Woody, you're doing it wrong. You're good. You're not great.
But I think if anybody that watches the New York Jets, you don't sit there and say the head coach is the problem. No. Who's a defensive-minded head coach? He's not calling plays offensively. Offense is the issue.
Remind me again, Hackett.
Nathaniel Hackett.
Was he problematic as a play caller in Denver as a head coach?
He was, and he got that job because of the success that Aaron Rodgers had. Mm. And you have a offensive coordinator who is in place because he is tight with your quarterback, who is not performing like he once did. And at this point in Aaron Rodgers' career, he doesn't need the yes man. He needs somebody that will be honest with him and tell him what he is capable of doing now. Right? And Aaron Rodgers probably won't like that.
I was going to say, have you met Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, right. He probably will not like what it needs to be said, but the way that they play and how many just like, you have Garrett Wilson and you are running him on slants, you are running him on smoke screens. You're not using the best asset that Garrett Wilson has, which is he's a phenomenal downfield route runner. And you're just saying, no.
With size, speed, and a catch radius the size of a pterodactyl.
Instead, you got more targets for him this past week, but it was all underneath stuff, which to be a complete receiver, you have to do it. Garrett Wilson can do it. But they're not running an offense that accentuates their strengths whatsoever. You have an offensive line that has been very shaky in pass protection. You don't make an effort to really run the ball, and you have Breece Hall in the backfield, right? You're sitting there and you're going, why in the world would you not play to your team's strengths? And what they're trying to do is play exactly the way they did in Green Bay when Aaron Rodgers was 6 years younger, when he was healthy and wasn't coming off an Achilles tear.
And had an offensive line.
And had an offensive line that was really damn good.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to fire the head coach because they feel they're losing the locker room.
Mm.
Jeff Ulbrich coming in as the defensive coordinator is not going to win that locker room over, because what are the immediate reports that are coming out? that last year they lost faith in Nathaniel Hackett as the offensive coordinator.
Oh, weird.
And you're probably looking at a Robert Sala who was like, I can't fire him because then I lose Rodgers, right? Yeah.
And there's already been the leaks that are out that are, I mean, obviously from Aaron Rodgers' agent. Aaron had no idea that this was coming. Come on. Come on.
Well,
come on.
And Woody Johnson even went so far to say as he talked with Aaron Rodgers last night, but not about this.
How in the world would you have a conversation with Aaron Rodgers not talk about this?
The idea of that happening is actually more irresponsible than lying about not talking to him.
Well,
because if you are going to make this decision with your $50 million a year quarterback or your team, and you're having conversations with him the night before, and you don't have a conversation with him about firing the head coach, okay, what the hell are you doing?
All right. You guys tell me this. We'll have the jury out on this. Would you guys consider this a conversation about firing Robert Saleh? Okay.
Mm.
Aaron Rodgers calls Woody Johnson.
Mm.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Woody.
Fire Robert Saleh.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a conversation, or is that just like Aaron Rodgers?
It's an edict. It's not a conversation. There's a differentiation.
Aaron Rodgers, like, it's not like it wasn't a conversation. We didn't have like this back and forth. It was just he told me something. I said, okay. That's not a conversation, I guess.
It is dialogue.
Yeah.
Words were spoken by both parties.
Yeah, he could just say...
Here you go. An edict is an official order or proclamation issued by a person in authority.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go. So the conversation was not had. An edict.
Yeah, you don't have it. And here's the thing. Jets fans are... Some are happy. Some are just in a pretzel over how this feels. Look, you have a franchise that doesn't know direction. When you fire a coach in five games, you don't know where you're going to go. You're just getting ahead of everybody else in preparation for hiring the next head coach. But it also is a gigantic red flag for other coaches that are out there. See Ben Johnson, right? The hot name as the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions last year, who's like, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. You have certain situations where coaches are going to be turned off by this. How about this one? Do you know how many coaches have had a winning record after their tenure with the New York Jets since 1960?
I would imagine a lot.
No, two.
Oh.
Two. Only two coaches since 1960.
Wow.
For the New York Jets have left that organization with a winning record.
Oh, I thought you said they had a winning record after they left.
They are Bill Parcells and then Al Groh, who left the Jets in 2000 to be a college head coach after 1 year. He went 9-7 and was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
And he went to go coach the University of Virginia, football powerhouse, University of Virginia.
Virginia.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two over 500.
Yeah, then that's the thing is when you said that, I read that as, or heard that as what coaches have gone on to be have above 500 records.
No.
After they left. And I was like, that list is probably pretty long.
The Jets are not. The Jets are the problem.
They are
here.
The problem, yeah.
This is not... And Woody Johnson, since he took over as the owner of the New York Jets, yes, they went to back-to-back AFC Championship games.
Mm-hmm. It was right after he got him, wasn't it?
No. He is 170 and 222 as an owner of the New York Jets.
Good
In
God.
New York City, you are that bad.
That's insane.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
So I look at Robert
Jim Dolan is disgusted by
and
that.
Say, no, if I am Kyle Shanahan right now, I'm calling Robert Saleh, though. Your defense has not been nearly as good since he left to be the head coach of the New York Jets.
Bring him in as an analyst.
Bring him in and just let him work in that room. Just say, hey, man.
Welcome back.
We just need your brain around our defense right now. And that, remember when he was hired, he was a guy that related to players really well, was one of the brightest defensive minds in all of football.
And it's not like the Jets' defense has been bad.
They have not. And now he goes to New York and he's viewed as just this idiot.
Who, he forgot how to coach.
And look, some guys might not be head coaches. Sure. And he was not handling himself very well at the podium the last handful of weeks, but nobody else would. When you have zero control, your quarterback has more control than you.
Yeah.
You have an offensive coordinator that nobody on your team has faith in, and ownership, obviously, bit of a mess with the New York Jets. So Robert Saleh, the first to be fired.
Yeah, I'm surprised, but he's the first to be fired, first of all. I would have probably leaned Jacksonville with Peterson first. Hell, maybe Sirianni second.
Yeah.
Dable in New York.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy's an interesting
McCarthy
one, too.
McCarthy in Dallas. Like, is Saleh
maybe
just,
they should just trade Mike McCarthy for
Saleh.
Saleh, you know? I mean, Aaron Rodgers would love to get Mike McCarthy fired again.
And Lord knows you could convince Cowboys fans that a new coach is going to solve all their problems.
Yeah.
Because they've done that every year since 1994. That's the fix.
I did one of my favorite things today. When there's big like New York news like this, I like to go and listen to our sister station in New York, WFAN.
I'm sure the meltdowns were fantastic.
Whoa, Nelly. Mm. I need to read this exchange because I texted it to a buddy when I heard it, and I was just like, these guys are out of their mind. All right, there was a host who said, Saleh came in as one of the best defensive coordinators in football. You know, 2 minutes later, he goes, yeah, I don't think he had the credibility to go down to the offense and say what needs to change. Quick exchange after that. They're talking about now Jeff Ulbrich stepping in and said, hey, as the defensive coordinator and now the interim head coach, maybe Ulbrich can go down and tell the offense what needs to change based on what he sees as the defensive coordinator. So within like a 2.5 minute span, they went from Saleh was one of the best defensive coordinators, but he has no business going down and telling the offense what to do. But Jeff Ulbrich, he's a defensive coordinator. Maybe. He could tell the offense what to do.
And this is how New York franchises exist.
They just talk.
They just talk themselves into a circle. This is how you get the Knicks and the Mets and the Yankees and the Giants and the Jets. And every single freaking year, it's the same. Seriously. Of all of those franchises over the last decade, only one of them has like made wholesale changes that no doubt have like changed their circumstances. And that's the Knicks.
Yeah, now that and look, make no mistake that the Knicks returning to relevance, it has everything to do with James Dolan has stopped
got that out of the way.
Being in the way.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because he has the sphere in Vegas.
He's managing that boondoggle.
No, seriously, think about the growth of the Dolan Enterprises, right? Where the venues and the theaters that they own across the country. And now his focus is more on those things than it is.
And Leon Rose can just run the Knicks.
The Knicks, yeah. And it's like letting the basketball people do basketball things, because their portfolio of like music venues and theaters and obviously the Sphere in Vegas.
MSG.
It has been his main focus.
Yeah, because if you get thrown out of MSG when they send you the letter, it also lists out all of the other James Dolan owned venues. And it is a long list.
Yeah, there's a dude who
the bong guy. The bong guy the Sphere.
At the Fish concert at the Sphere, which, oh my gosh, a guy was smoking a bong out of a bong at a Fish concert.
Also, how do you get a bong into that venue? That's impressive.
Never underestimate
a pothead.
A pothead and his will to get a bong in.
And it wasn't even like MacGyver. It was like,
well, I bet it became. It
no,
came
it was
in
more
like
MacGyver, man. Yeah.
I bet it came in like five pieces
smuggled in,
and they had just like
assembled in the bathroom.
that guy posted a picture and he can't go to Madison Square Garden anymore.
Or any of the theater venues or anything.
None of, like, but he's like, I took a bong rip at a Phish concert in Vegas and I can't go to MSG. Yeah. It's crazy.
Of which they will know if you try because they have facial tracking software.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
Yeah, no, that's a whole other thing.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I mean, you look at all of the New York franchises right now. What outside of the Knicks, who's in a good position? Like, you can, the Yankees, kind of.
And here's the thing with a lot of the New York sports franchises. Like, the Mets have made a World Series in the last decade, right? The Yankees are close. But this is the thing. The success of those franchises right now is dependent mostly on being in New York. Yeah. Like, that's it. Like, players want to go and play in New York City. And that's the amazing part, is how bad they still are.
Yes, this, in spite of having that advantage.
It's a massive advantage.
And the amount of money that you, like, it was like, oh, the taxes in New York, and it's expensive to live there. Like, if you are a star, the amount of money that you make, not only off your contract, but off your endorsements, you don't, it's the literal number one place to be an endorser in this country, and you could argue in the world, depending on what sport it is.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yep.
If you are a New York Yankee, it is the number one place in the world to be an endorser.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's insane.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com